Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Dylan is a dirt poor young man who lives with his alcoholic mother and preteen brother in New Mexico. He earns a living as a day laborer doing construction work. His dream? To save enough money to buy an RV and explore the open roads, but everything changes when he's offered a few weeks' work at an unusual ranch. All the cowboys and cowgirls who live there are LGBT and looking forward to their next queer rodeo, all of which is alien to Dylan. And that's where he meets Sky, the woman of his dreams. Could this be love? And can Dylan figure out where exactly he fits in this unusual ranch? National Anthem is a beautiful coming-of-age romantic drama about a young man discovering himself in southwestern U.S. It premiered at South by Southwest and played at TIFF as well. The film co-stars Charlie Plummer as Dylan and Eve Lindley as Sky, along with a diverse ensemble cast. It's based on the stunning photo book National Anthem, America's Queer Rodeo by Luke Guilford, who also directed the film. Guilford has shot fashion for Prada and music videos for Troy Sivan and Keisha, but this is his first feature film. Co-star Eve Lindley is a noted model and TV and film actress, appearing in Grows After Yang and Dispatches from Elsewhere. National Anthem is opening in Toronto, the Carlton Cinema, and the TIFF Lightbox this weekend, so I'm very pleased to have here with me via Zoom Eve Lindley and Luke Guilford to tell us more about National Anthem. Hi, Eve.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Of course.
So, Luke, National Anthem is based on your photo book by the same name and centers on queer rodeos. What's a queer rodeo? And how is it different from other rodeos?
It is exactly the same as traditional mainstream rodeos, with bull riding, barrel racing, all of the traditional events, and very talented athletes performing them. Except it is an inclusive space for all identities, for all races, for all allies, as well as anyone on the LGBTQ plus spectrum, as well as their families, their chosen families, their biological families, all supporters. And there are some fun twists on the rodeo tradition that only queer people can provide, which is, you know, drag performances, as well as some sort of like camp events. And it's a beautiful safe space for anyone who wants to be there. If you show up, you're considered family.
And I understand, as they say, this wasn't your first rodeo.
I grew up in the mainstream rodeo circuit. My father was a professional rodeo cowboy.
So Eve, you're featured on the poster for National Anthem on horseback, and there are lots of crucial scenes about Sky and her horse. You seem really comfortable and natural around horses. So were you trained on how to ride a horse on set, or did you come to the movie already having a history with horses?
No, I had ridden like a horse sort of one time as a child at, you know, probably a fair or something. But this was all for the movie. We had like a week of prep, and I was in very intense horseback riding boot camp, and I got very close with my horse. His name was Silo in real life, and I shoot him. I learned all about, you know, the saddle, and it was an intensive program. And it was really great.
Do you consider yourself a horse person now, or just for the movie?
I mean, I'm sure the real horse girls of the world would sort of turn their nose up at me saying this, but I believe a horse girl lives inside of me, you know. and she came out for just 17 days while we were shooting.
Luke, the film is loaded with American iconography, like the scenery of the Old West, the cowboy hats, pickup trucks, country western music, even the national anthem itself. So talk about reclaiming America within a queer context, a group that was traditionally excluded from patriotic America.
Yeah, I I was living in New York when I first discovered this subculture. I'm from Colorado originally and love Western culture and feel very tied to it, but also sort of felt pushed away by it. So when I started the photo book in 2016 when Trump was president here in the United States. Very divisive time. And with going to these queer rodeos, it really struck me just how poignant it was that these folks were waving the flag proudly and singing the national anthem proudly. It sort of alarmed me at first. But then I just came to really appreciate how subversive it is for the people who are most often excluded from this narrative to be reclaiming these symbols that often the right has taken as, patriotism and the flag as a symbol of hatred and exclusion, for them to take that back and say, no, this is our country too. These symbols belong to us as well. And so that's where the title of the film and the book comes from, is about these brave and beautiful people who are reclaiming these symbols.
Eve, there's a lot of full and partial nudity, sensuality, and sex in the movie. How much of your body did you feel comfortable revealing?
I think every scene was a conversation, and we had an amazing intimacy coordinator, and I think between her and the actors and Luke, we all were able to like find a way to make it feel real and to like honor everyone's boundaries.
Luke, in the same topic, that a lot of images in the film depict free-form, erotic, polysexual groups posing and moving for the camera, and that you've used these images before, I've seen in your still photography and videos, including this film. So you also go out of your way to eroticize non-traditional and trans or non-binary bodies. So why? Why do you make a point of doing that?
Because we're beautiful people, and I think that it's a shame for, I never want to objectify anyone. I want to show people in their best light and to celebrate their beauty. And I think that while queer and trans people are constantly, dehumanized and sort of brutalized, I think it's an act of resistance to show the beauty and to show the sensuality and the tenderness.
As an actress, Eve, what aspects of Skye are like you, and what aspects are totally different?
She actually was very different than me, kind of almost completely. Well, maybe not completely. She's so free is kind of the thing that I think about her all the time. She's so like dropped into her body and comfortable. And I think a lot of us nowadays spend a lot of time in our heads, and it was she felt sort of aspirational to me in that way. And it's something that I've really tried to take with me as the after filming wrapped.
Luke, you're traditionally a still photographer, and this is your first time directing a motion picture. What did you change in your outlook once you started using a narrative and with moving things as opposed to still photos? And what aspects of still photography did you retain in the making of this film?
Well, I've actually directed numerous music videos and short films, but I would say that I learned a lot from photography about the power of body language and the power of the eyes to tell stories. I think faces tell stories. And I had a lot of close-ups in National Anthem to really focus in on the face and the way that a face can tell a story without even dialogue or exposition to explain so much. I think audiences are actually quite smart and can pick up on things just as in the face. So I think that that's a very economical way of storytelling that I learned from photography that I brought over. But there's filmmaking involves many mediums, and so I had to expand as an artist quite a bit to be able to make this film.
Eve, I understand this movie was made at a ranch that in real life is very much like the one depicted in the movie. What was it like spending time there?
It was amazing. It was really, I think when we were filming at the ranch, that was really when we were all like in the same place. I think we were there for like a week at least, maybe a little longer. And that was really kind of where those family ties were formed, I think. We like had no cell phone service, so everyone was really like present, and it was really fun, and it was cool to see, a little bit how the sausage gets made, like because it was all around us and it felt really immersive.
And finally, we only have a minute left, but Luke, what do you think National Anthem offers to viewers that they might not otherwise have seen?
I think there's so much in this film that people haven't really seen before. It's a unique subculture, but it's also, I've in the writing process really wanted to avoid so many cliches and tropes that we've all seen before. Avoid, anytime there is a potential cliche around an alcoholic mother, a kid in danger, queer people coming out, trans characters. I wanted to avoid the cliches of what we've seen before. And so I think that this is a really exciting opportunity for people to see something that is very authentic and real, but that is not leaning on those cliches and instead kind of uncovering a deeper truth.
Eve Lindley, Luke Guilford, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
National Anthem is now playing in Toronto and opens next weekend across Canada. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.